The developments in Libya quickly became an issue in the U.S. presidential race when Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney condemned the Obama administration for essentially appeasing angry Islamic protesters. Commentator Playfell Benjamin says by the end of the day today, it appeared that Romney's take on the death of the U.S. ambassador may have sunk his presidential aspirations.
It has become conventional wisdom among forward-looking people guided by humane objectives that Mitt Romney would not only be bad news on domestic policy should he become president, but his foreign policy would also be disastrous. Listening to his ignorant and bellicose statements on international relations, I find myself quoting the old Yankee catcher, Yogi Berra. It's deja vu all over again. Not only does Mitt talk like he wants to bomb Iran, but start wars with Russia and China too. Now Romney is wading into the extremely complex problems of the volatile Middle East. After the tragic murder of the American ambassador and three of his embassy staff in Libya, Mitt gave us a glimpse of how he would handle a serious foreign crisis. Consider his reaction to a perfectly reasonable conciliatory statement from the American embassy in Cairo condemning the religious bigotry expressed in a U.S.-produced film that insulted the Prophet Muhammad, then sparked the uprising. Quote, "The administration was wrong to stand by a statement sympathizing with those who had breached our embassy in Egypt," says Mitt. "Instead of condemning their actions, it's never too early for the United States government to condemn attacks on Americans and to defend our values." First of all, the U.S. embassy had not yet been attacked when the statement was made. The ambassador was trying to stave off an assault by an enraged mob and save American lives. Romney called the president's response, quote, "disgraceful and an apology for American values," before Barack had uttered a single word. This statement not only demonstrates that Romney is a reckless amateur in the art of diplomacy, but he's also a dangerous, lying opportunist without a moral core. Romney is clearly willing to imperil the lives of American diplomats and put American interests in danger throughout the volatile Middle East, where few are towards America's building on the Arab street to gain political advantage. Hence, Congressman Rangel's statement today was on the money. He said that the Romney-Ryan team would be a risk to our national security. Rangel described Romney as the equivalent of an empty-headed automaton from Central Casting who is given a script by right-wing neocons, and he recites it as if he knows what he's talking about. The truth is that what Romney understands about the world is how to make money from globalization by shipping American jobs overseas where they can maximize profits by exploiting cheap labor. He clearly knows nothing about relations between nation-states. He's another dumber version of George Bush on this subject. And he's really frightening because Romney is surrounding himself with foreign policy advisors from the Project for a New American Century. These are the same people who were the architects of George Bush's Iraq policy, which means that they are writing the scripts Mitt is reciting. That's why Mitt's rhetoric about the danger Iran poses to the U.S. and Israel sounds like a replay of Bush's hysterical language about Iraq. And we have every reason to believe that if Mitt Romney is elected, we will be at war with Iran as fast as they can get the jets off the ground. It is also clear that Mitt will allow his old business associate, Bibi Netanyahu, to call the shots on whether to start wars in the region. This is why Mitt Romney cannot be trusted to conduct American foreign policy. From New York City, this is Playfell Benjamin with a commentary on the Times.